This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives made history by formally charging U.S. President Donald Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
First on abuse of power.
Article 2 is adopted.
And then obstructing Congress. Donald Trump becoming just the third president impeached in American history, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats had no choice.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Arguing the president broke his oath by enlisting foreign election interference and then stonewalling Congress's investigation. He's sending blame the other way.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame.
Insisting there's no crime. The president says he's confident the GOP-led Senate will do the right thing and acquit him, though Pelosi's leaving some doubt about the next steps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As he was being impeached Wednesday night, President Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. Mr. Trump told his supporters that Democrats will pay for their actions at the polls.
They're giving up their honor and they'll receive a big backlash at the box office. When you take a look, that ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice. The House also impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868. Both were acquitted in the Senate. Queen Elizabeth II will formally open a new session of Britain's Parliament today. She is expected to give a speech laying out the first concrete details of what Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to do with his commanding House of Commons majority. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.